From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The union that represents television and film writers has called a meeting in Los Angeles tonight, and many observers believe that a strike is imminent. The writers' contract expired last night, and members have authorized the guild to call a walkout at any time. The writers have been negotiating off and on with producers, networks, and studios since the summer, and those negotiations have been acrimonious. NPR's Kim Masters has been following this story and joins us now. And Kim, the main issue here, I gather, is the internet.
Yes, the internet and new technologies. The writers have never been happy with the money they got from DVDs, and they feel that they are not going to allow this to happen with the internet and with your handheld device and what other surprises may be in store for us from technology.
Now, the directors and the actors' unions have contracts coming up next year, and they also, I gather, have concerns about internet revenues, as the writers do. So how is that going to play into the writers' decision at the meeting tonight?
Well, originally we all thought that the writers would wait until the end of June when the directors and screen actors have their contracts up. Now it seems that the directors might move ahead early, negotiate a deal for themselves early, and that would leave the writers in a diminished position. And I think they've concluded that if they wait, all they're doing is giving the studios a chance to stockpile extra episodes of TV shows, extra scripts for movies, and therefore it doesn't behoove them.
Well, if the screenwriters, in fact, do not work, if they go out on strike, what happens? What stops at TV shows, say?
Well, if right off the bat, you will be losing your Colbert Report or your Jon Stewart, probably your David Letterman, although he did kind of improvise last time in 1988. The studios have tried to backlog a few extra episodes of television shows. When it comes to film, they've tried to have a lot of scripts ready to go. I think everyone agrees that the television networks are the most vulnerable here because, as it is, the audience is fragmenting, and if they leave now because they're airing a lot of reruns or showing reality programming that's not very good, these viewers might never return.
And how does this threat of a strike, how does it figure in the schedule of a television network or a studio's year?
Well, if it happens now, you know, they will be caught not completely flat-footed, but they will feel the effect. And what could really accelerate this is that the Teamsters, who are very key players here in Hollywood, are saying that they are encouraging their members not to cross picket lines. So while it would take a while for the effects of a writer's strike to sink in, Teamsters not making pickups and deliveries and doing scouting location, that would be felt instantly.
That's serious.
That's very serious, and it's a big boost for the writers.
Now, I asked you about TV writers, but there are movie writers also this is affecting.
Yes, and they've all been scribbling away, trying to finish scripts, but you have to feel that a studio that's embarking on a multi-million dollar operation doesn't want to be locked into a script, and then you shoot a scene, and maybe it's not working. It's very common for rewrites and reshoots to take place with a lot of money at stake. So I don't know that they would be so happy to go into production with films that are supposedly locked scripts. But we wouldn't see the bad movies that get made because of that until 2009.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Kim Masters.